In Switzerland, sex workers can get back to business, but sports remain prohibited. And people in China are upset at a new law ordering a cooling off period before divorce. And the virus lockdown forces people in the UK to become their own dentists at home. These are the weird stories for Monday. This is Weird AF News. I'm your host, Jonesy. This is the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I have some weird stories from around the world. Let's do it. Hey guys, this is Jonesy. Before I get into the stories today, it would be foolish of me to completely ignore what's been going on in our country. I live in Los Angeles, and over the weekend, just continuously smelled smoke and tear gas, and have been, living on the edge as I watch my city burn, and it's hard. And it's hard for all of us. I just hope that you guys are safe and that your families are safe. I'm going to continue to do the podcast because really it's the only thing that I contribute to the culture at this point in my life. And I think that it does offer some much needed distraction during rough times. You know, this is exactly why I've continued to do it during the pandemic as well. If I could, you know, make you laugh or be a distraction during hard times, then I'm going to continue to do that. So I would have felt like a fool if I didn't say that up top today. Normally, I get into the stories today and say, hey, I hope you had a great weekend, you know. But let's be real. It's been a very tense weekend for all of us. Let's get into the stories. And if you guys want to reach out to me, you know that you can. I'm here for you. If you want to just vent or, tell me what you're going through, you can email me funnyjones@gmail.com. You can call the show. I'm also available on social media if you want to just reach out to me. Okay, let's get into the stories.
Hey, mainstream news.
Listen to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
In Switzerland, sex workers can get back to business, but sports remain prohibited. This is a contradiction, Switzerland. You can't kick the balls, but you can lick the balls. Is that what you're saying? That was a bad joke. I apologize. Well, apparently Swiss politicians have made the very educated choice that the sex workers can soon get back to business, but activities and sports involving close physical contact, such as judo, boxing, and wrestling, will remain prohibited. Judo, boxing, and wrestling. Well, these are lame sports anyways. Who wants these to come back? You can keep them. We don't want them to come back, okay? Don't you have good sports, Switzerland? Where's the basketball and baseball? What's going on here? I love how there's, close physical contact. Hello, what do you think a sex worker is involved in, you dummies? As you guys know, prostitution is legal in Switzerland, and it can resume from June 6th, along with cinemas, nightclubs, and public swimming pools. That's what the government announced this week. But sports and activities that involve close and constant physical contact will continue to be forbidden in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. I love that. Okay, and these other things don't have physical contact, like sex. There's no close contact in the physical department with sex, right, guys? I mean, not in Switzerland. You and the prostitute are constantly 6 feet away, right? You're gonna allow dancing to go on in public swimming pools? What are you doing here? I don't understand. In announcing these new measures affecting an estimated 20,000 sex workers, wow, Switzerland, you really got the sex workers going in full force over there, don't you? The health minister, Alain Berset, acknowledged the apparent contradiction. Well, thank you, Alain, for acknowledging how backwards ass this decision seems to be. Here's a quote from Elaine, who seems quite confused. There are certainly personal contacts, but a concept of protection seems possible. I am well aware of the bizarre aspect of my answer. Wow, are you on drugs, Elaine? What are you doing? To tell you the truth, erotic services could have resumed earlier. Earlier, Elaine? Yeah, erotic services never had to end, Not during a pandemic that can be spread through bodily fluids, sweat, or even a kiss. Yeah, sure. Let erotic services just go full force the entire time. Elaine, how did you get this position? Switzerland has dramatically slowed its COVID-19 infection rate, despite having people like Elaine in charge of certain decisions. They've avoided strict confinement. That's very impressive. Unlike neighboring countries that include Italy and France. And Switzerland has, really controlled their numbers. It was among the first countries in Europe to reopen shops, restaurants, and schools earlier this month while easing social distancing measures. Spontaneous public gatherings of as many as 30 people and events of no more than 300 will also be allowed from June 6th on in Switzerland. The Swiss ruling contrasts with the policy decisions in the Netherlands, though, which is the home to Amsterdam's famous red light district, as you know. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said at a press conference that while gyms and saunas will likely reopen July 1st, sex workers won't be able to resume business until September. I think that's a reasonable decision there to put off the sex workers. I mean, I feel terrible that they're out of work until September, but, give them some unemployment or something. The sex industry is just, it's something that you just don't turn the switch on until the pandemic is far, far in your rearview mirror, in my opinion. I don't even feel comfortable, promoting a Tinder date at this point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think dry humping somebody in a onesie isn't something I'm going to condone at this point. Weird AF News does not condone dry humping somebody in a onesie right now. I don't care if you got a hazmat suit and you want to just wrestle in the bed. I don't think maybe a hazmat suit wrestling in the bed. That could be pretty harmless, I'd imagine. How about we all just kick it old school, okay? We mail each other love letters, you spray a little perfume on the damn thing. Like, let's take it back a notch. Wouldn't that be exciting? What happened to the romance, guys? People are upset in China over a new law that requires a cooling off period before divorce. Chinese couples seeking a divorce must first complete a month-long cooling off period, according to a new law passed last week that has stirred a national debate over state interference in private relationships. Yes, your state should not interfere in your private relationships whatsoever. China, what are you thinking? Well, they're thinking that it's going to lower divorce rates, which is why China's legislature approved this law requiring couples filing for separation to wait 30 days before the request can be processed. I don't think this was made with the understanding of how divorces work. I've never got a divorce before. But I'd imagine a cooling off period of 30 days is not gonna remove the perhaps years of resentment, neglect, and possible hatred that has developed between two people. I don't know if you've been around divorce situations, China, but it's pretty ugly in my experience from what I've witnessed. Now, I don't think a cooling off period, what are you going to require them to go? Well, you guys have to go ballroom dancing this weekend and maybe play some Uno and get a beer. I mean, really, really try to rekindle that love that has deteriorated into, personal hatred. What are you going to make them hold hands, China? What are you going to do? Make them hang out as well? An angry citizen on Twitter wrote that we cannot even divorce freely. There must still be a lot of people who marry impulsively. They should set a cooling off period for getting married as well. Yeah, perhaps they should. A cooling off period for getting married. Oh, but this law does not apply if one spouse is seeking divorce following domestic violence. Oh, well, all right. Way to get flexible, China, with you. Another individual, a professor of law, said they may have quarreled about family affairs and they are divorcing in a fit of anger. After that, they may regret it. We need to prevent this kind of impulsive divorce. Well, my question is, how quickly can you divorce in China? You just go down to the station and bam, it's done. Look, if two people want to divorce and they agree to it, and they go through the process of divorcing, which usually, in my understanding, takes a long time. It's a very expensive process. It's not something people do impulsively, okay? At least not in the U.S. Maybe this is happening in China. I have no idea. Anybody living in China, can you divorce in one afternoon? Is that what's going on? They got the quickest divorce ever? You just drive through divorce? Yeah, apparently China's divorce rate has increased steadily. This is a concern. Since 2003, when marriage laws were liberalized and as more women become financially independent, leading to, quote, reckless divorces becoming increasingly common. That's what one official told the media, Yeah, these reckless divorces, you know? These independent women that don't want to be maltreated, so they're just divorcing. I mean, we can't have that, you know? I think this is a sign of people seeking to take control of their damn lives, you know what I mean? People, you know, women especially, probably saying to themselves, hey, I don't have to stay in this shitty situation anymore, you know? This happened in America in the 40s and 50s when, you know, women would just stay in relationships with someone that they hated. My grandmother told me, both of my grandmothers were with someone who they couldn't stand for years. But divorce wasn't a thing. You just didn't do it. You know, now people are saying, you know what? I don't have to live this lifestyle. I don't have to be with this person. I don't think divorce is a step back in your culture. I think it's a step forward. People taking control of their lives and deciding that they're going to be happy. You know, what's wrong with that? All right. I wish I had a listener in China that could call the show about this. But if you can you call from China? What do you guys think of this new law? Anyways, call the show 646-450-2012.
Yay!
The virus.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This lockdown forces people in the UK to become their own dentists. Oh no, don't do it, people. When Dominic Price's dentist told him in March to replace a lost filling himself, he was left in disbelief. I don't blame you, Mr. Price. I'd be left in disbelief, too. Your dentist shouldn't tell you to do such things. But this is the situation we're in right now. That's what Price said. Price is one of the many in the UK forced to play dentist during the pandemic as the country's surgeries have shuttered. Oh, no, guys. Listen, people in the UK, I have seen your teeth. This is a job for a professional. You don't want to you don't want to be tinkering on your own teeth. In the UK, okay? You guys have teeth that need a professional. I've seen your teeth. Your chompers are really, they're not in good shape. They're not in good shape. This is something you can't just put a Band-Aid on in your own home, okay? Get a professional. Even if you have to find an underground dentist, you do it. 2 days into the lockdown and I was chewing one of my children's sweets. Suddenly, felt a hard bit in my mouth and I think I pretty instantly knew what happened. That's what Price recalled. Price, I think it's hilarious that you and everybody else over there call candy sweets. It's so cute. I was chewing on some sweets. Oh. His tooth implant, totally gone. He was quickly on the phone to his dentist. I'm going to give you the play-by-play of what happened to Price's teeth. I thought they might have some sort of system running, but my suspicions were confirmed and there was no way they can see anyone at the dentist. How's that British accent, by the way? Is that okay? Instead, Mr. Price learned that emergency dental services were restricted to those needing an extraction only. He was told to go online and buy a kit to fill the cavity temporarily himself. Wow, that would never happen in the U.S. They would never tell a patient to do it themselves because of the threat of a lawsuit, the risk of that. You would never see that here. It's crazy that they're telling the people to do it themselves over there in the U.K. You know what you do? You just watch a YouTube video. You can figure it out yourself, right? You got a piece of string you could tie to one of your molars. Then you tie it to a doorknob and you slam the door a few times. That should yank out your molar. Should be doing the trick. You don't have anything but whiskey to put on it after that, you know. Price was floored. I couldn't quite believe the dentist was saying, you need to do your own dentistry. It's crazy. He ordered the kit. It arrived at Price's home in Salisbury in southern England. And then his wife, Susie, sprang into action. Oh, Susie, you became a dentist for a day? You go, girl. This is scarier than giving your man a haircut.
It is easy to use and it's not too scary or anything.
That's what Susie said. I love how I do. Do you love how I do all the female UK accents or just my imitation of the guys on Monty Python?
It's not too scary or anything, but it does say on the back to go to your dentist within 48 hours of using this. And that's just not an option at the moment.
Do you understand anything I just said, or is this just ridiculousness? The lack of dental care in Britain during its lockdown, introduced on March 23rd, is just one healthcare area disrupted, with treatments for various conditions and illnesses avoided, cancelled, or delayed. Some serious diseases, such as cancer, might be detected or treated later than usual, adding to Britain's already horrific death toll from the pandemic. The country has the world's second highest tally of fatalities attributed to the virus, behind only the United States, which sucks and doesn't know what they're doing. However, a review this week by the Financial Times found globally it had the worst rate of excess deaths. How many more people have died in total than would normally be expected? I can't believe I'm continuing with this accent. I'm sorry, guys. I think it's ridiculous that the UK dentistry is just telling the patients to do it themselves. just watch a YouTube video. Maybe there's a podcast that you could listen to help you. Just tell your neighbor to come over with some Guinness. Get yourself particularly loaded and then pull out your teeth with some pliers, maybe. Hey, man, we're all desperate, right? And there's some things you got to do on your own, you know. I've alluded to some of these things, like, you know, cut your own hair. I had to have a friend cut my hair, and they did a fantastic job. And I love her. I appreciate it so much. I'm at the point now where I need another haircut, but thankfully my barber is going to be available in less than a week. There are certain things you have to do at home during the pandemic because of shutdowns. But I don't think operating on your own mouth is one of them. I just can't get on board with this. Weird AF News does not support your own dentistry. And I ask you, fellow weirdos, please call the show. I want you. You confess to me the thing that you did to yourself in the lockdown that you should have had done by a professional. Whether it's giving yourself a homemade tattoo or an eye operation. I don't know. Did you give yourself LASIK surgery with some? With some lasers you ordered online. What did you do to yourself? You call the show. I want to know. All of us want to know, really. 646-450-2012. Or if you got pictures of this or a video, email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. Hey, my fellow weirdos. Thanks for listening to the nearly complete episode of this Monday's Weird AF News. I hope you enjoyed Friday's episode, the Florida Fridays. I want to thank everyone who sent me articles for the Florida Friday. I got a lot of them, and it was just very difficult to choose. So I picked four instead of the usual three. I wanted to wish a happy birthday. Hold on a second. And the happy birthday goes to Shaya Jan Zarabi. Shaya joined the Patreon, and his wife initially reached out to me, Megan, who I also want to give a shout out to, saying she signed him up for the Patreon as a birthday gift. She wanted me to give him a happy birthday. It was May 31st, so I missed it over the weekend, but I just wanted to give a happy birthday to Shaya and thank Shaya and Megan for joining the Patreon. Very nice people, by the way. Shaya wrote, "You're the only weird news comedian playing during a pandemic." You're right. I'm the only weird news comedian playing during a pandemic. Super cool, man. I'm so pleased to have such wonderful patrons and listeners, just listeners in general of my show. Those of you who have reached out to me, it's a good feeling, and I've been very, very touched. The reviews I've got have been fantastic lately, and so I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate that. Big shout out to Shaya and Megan. Happy birthday, my friend. If you guys would like to check out the Patreon, I just uploaded a bonus episode. There's some cool shit on there. I know times are financially tough for us all right now, so I don't expect anything. If you guys could join the Patreon if you feel like it. It doesn't cost that much. There are various levels of support there that you can choose from. And it's patreon.com/weirdafnews. Something free you can do to help the show out is to recommend it to a friend. I think that's really helpful. And, you know, when a friend recommends a podcast to me, I'm more likely to listen to it. So it's super, super helpful just telling someone, hey, check this out. You know, it's a nice alternative to mainstream news. And the host is sometimes funny. And sometimes seems to have a good head on his shoulders. I don't know. But if anything, I got a personality, so we're bringing that to the scene. At least that. That's what my gravestone's going to say. Hey, at least he had a personality. So yeah, please recommend Weird AF News to somebody. I'd so appreciate it. And leave a review if you'd like as well. That's helpful, especially on iTunes or Amazon. Yeah, leaving reviews is super helpful. And that doesn't take too long. So do that if you can. Appreciate you guys. You can always follow me on Instagram at Funny Jones, on Twitter at Funny Jones, on Facebook it's Comedian Jonesy. My email address, funnyjones@gmail.com. And you got the phone number, so call the show if you want to give your opinion on any of these or you just want to say what's up. All right.
Oh, Jonesy, this is the Angry Florida Man, and I'm wearing a pair of flip-flops right now, and I just don't know how I feel about it anymore, if you know what I'm saying, man. My toes are feeling a little tingly. I'm getting a little excited. I gotta go.